早晨呢，愿意同大家交通一个嘅题目啊。
This morning I'd like to share this topic with everyone.
就是大家个个都有嘅。
And this is something that we all have.
就是良心。
And that is a conscience.
早晨呢，愿意同大家交通呢良心嘅操练。
This morning I'd like to fellowship with everyone concerning the exercise of our conscience.
良心嘅学习。
Lessons on the conscience.
我想这里大的弟兄姊妹呢就比较少听见人这么讲。
I think for the majority, most brothers and sisters here may not have heard this.
在这里大的。
Those who grew up here may not have heard this being spoken.
我们在香港大陆大那些常常听见人这么讲的。
For those who grew up in Hong Kong or in China, often you would hear this saying.
我凭着我的良心做人。
That I live, I do things according to my conscience.
我凡事做事咧都对得我嘅良心住嘅。
And whatever I do, I'm able to get by with my conscience.
咁跟住有人同你讲。
And maybe others would comment.
咁你良心值几钱一斤啊？
You might say in a way that others say, well, how much is your conscience worth?
咁啊講咧，上嚟咧又好似啱，又好似唔啱咁啊。
When you see hear such comments, it seems like they both seem correct or doesn't seem right either.
好似呢個講話呢個人咧都冇乜良心嘅。
Because you can see those words being spoken by the speaker that you don't see much of a conscience in the speaker.
係嘛？個良心值幾錢一斤喎？
When they make comments on, well, how much really is your conscience worth? When they make those comments. You know they don't have quite much of a conscience.
但係好似講啱咗喎。
But there is some truth to that saying.
因為講未信主嘅人咧，我哋嗰良心咧都係毀壞咗嘅。
That is because before we believe in the Lord, there is damage, harm to our conscience.
我哋嘅良心咧真係唔值幾多錢。
And it is true in a sense that our conscience is not worth much.
因為咧賊佬都有賊佬嘅良心係嘛？
Because even a robber has the robber's conscience, correct?
未信主人嘅良心咧係已經被罪污染咗啊。
Before we believe in the Lord, our conscience have been defiled by sin.
我哋知道咧，我哋信咗主之後咧。
And we know that after we believe in the Lord,
我们的灵呢被主来叫醒了
our spirits have been awakened, quickened by the Lord.
我们的良心呢被主的宝血所洒
And our conscience is sprinkled by the blood of the Lord.
天良被主的血来洗净圣经这么说
And the scriptures tell us now our conscience, as it were, was sprinkled and cleansed by the blood of the Lord.
所以我今天所讲的良心呢是讲信了主的人的良心不是讲未信耶稣之前的人的良心。
So today as we fellowship on this topic of conscience, I'm speaking of the conscience of those who believe, not before we believe.
相信呢你未信主之前呢你想起呢你的良心呢每个人都是那个标准很低的。
If we recall, before we believe in the Lord, though we had a conscience, that standard was quite low.
係嘛？啲人話道亦有道，賊佬都有良心嘅
And even as the saying goes, whatever way you have your own way and you have your own conscience. The standard of your conscience with that way.
道亦有道，連賊佬都有佢嘅良心嘅。
The robbers themselves have their way and their conscience.
打劫咗你全身嘅財產，留翻5蚊俾你搭車啊！佢呢個係叫佢嘅良心。
For example, they may rob you of all your possessions, but they have a conscience. They leave you $5 so you can have fare to go home.
但係咧，我哋信咗主之後咧，卻唔係咁樣。
Yet that is not the case after we believe in the Lord.
羅馬書第二章十五節咁同我哋講佢良心係點樣。
In Romans chapter 2 verse 15, it speaks about our conscience, and this is what the scripture said.
這是顯出律法嘅功用，刻喺佢哋心嘅裏邊。他们的是非之心其实就是良心他们的是非之心同作见证并且他们的思念互相较量或以为是或以为非
Romans chapter 2 verse 15 which show the work of the law written in their hearts their conscience also bearing witness and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another.
神造良心咧，喺我心嘅里边咧，啊，有一个功用嘅。
When God created conscience in our heart, there is a function of that conscience.
这个良心呢就一支红绿灯来的。
And this conscience is like a traffic light, a signal.
就告诉我什么事情是对，什么事情是不对。
And it's like a signal light which tells us right from wrong.
然后呢叫你的心思去互相来比较。
So that we can bear in our mind and compare and contrast.
然后呢你选择去做对的，不要去做。
Then we there are to make a choice to choose to do what is right and to choose to refrain from that which is wrong.
我知道咧，良心咧系属于我嘅灵里边嘅一部分。
We realize that the conscience is a part in our spirit.
当我呢个人被呢个灵咧，我系信咗主之后咧，被主嚟唤醒啊。
That is after we believe in the Lord, our spirit is quickened.Made alive again by the Lord.
当我们里面这个灵来换被主来唤醒的时候呢
And when our spirit is quickened, made alive by the Lord once again.
很多时候圣经里面讲到我人里面的灵呢它是讲到人的心。
Many times in the scriptures, when it speaks about the spirit, it is referring to our heart.
Our spirit.
Our spirit.
它是讲到人的心。
It is speaking about our heart.
不是讲到神的灵。
It is not speaking about the spirit of God.
我们的灵呢被唤醒之后呢
And after our spirit has been quickened, made alive.
或者活过来之后呢
Or that it has been now quickened, made alive.
有几个功用的。
There are a few functions to that.
一个功用呢就是这个灵活了之后我们能够与神有交通。
Now that our spirits are quickened, made alive again, we are able to once again have fellowship with God.
第二个功用呢就是我的灵里边呢或者我心里边呢有一个直觉。
Second function of that spirit is that now there's intuition in our spirit.
这个直觉呢不是讲道理的。
Now this intuition is not doctrinal, not by reason.
同不信主的人呢很难讲得明。
It is difficult to explain those who do not believe in the Lord.
你已经信了主那个盼望你能够明白。
But for us who believe in the Lord, I hope that you're able to understand this.
第三个功用咧就系我嘅良心。
The third function is our conscience。
其实呢三个功用咧就系互相嚟到连结嘅。
But in fact, these three functions they are all closely united, intimately linked together。
并且咧互相有影响。
In fact, they impact one another。
咁系咪所有信主嘅人嘅良心都系一样嘅咧？
Then the question is, with all those who believe in the Lord, that the conscience is the same.
并且呢我信了主的人我们的良心是受什么的影响呢
Continuing on then, after we believe in the Lord, what influences our conscience?
并且呢这个良心的标准又是什么呢
What then is the standard of such a conscience?
我哋或者睇一段嘅圣经。
Let us turn to a Bible passage。
请睇呢个哥林多前书第八章。
If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8。
咁我由第一节读到第十三节。
We'll read.First Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 13.
论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能够造就人。
Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。
And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know.
若有人爱神，这人那是神所知道的。
But if any man love God, the same is known of him.
论到吃，就是偶像之物。我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。
As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is none other God but one.
虽有称为神的，或在天，或在地，就如那许多的神，许多的主，然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都是本于他，我们也都归于他，并有一位主，就是 耶稣基督，万物都是藉着他有的，我们也是藉着他有的。
For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him.
但人不都有这等知识，有人到了如今，因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。
Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some, with conscience of the idol, unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled.
其实食物不能叫我们神看重我们，因为我们不吃也无损，吃也无益。
But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse.
只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak.
若有人见你这有知识的，在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物么？
For if any man see thee which have knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols?
因此，基督为他死的那软弱弟兄，也就因你的知识沉沦了。
And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died.
你们这样得罪弟兄，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
But when ye sin so against the brethren and wound thy weak, their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make any brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend.
今日嘅读呢段圣经咧，唔系同大家讨论我哋应唔应该吃祭偶像之物。
Today, as we read this passage, the topic is not for us to discuss whether we shall eat meat that is sacrificed to idols or not.
但系藉著呢一章里边所神嘅话咧，我哋可以认识到良心嗰个标准系啲咩嘢。
But through the words in the scripture, then we're able to come to an understanding of what that standard of the conscience should be.
良心又受着咩嘅影响？
And what is the influences of the conscience?
并且我哋应当如何喺好多嘅事物上边点喺良心或知识上边嚟要留意啲咩嘅事情？
Likewise, then the principle of knowledge and our conscience, how we ought to take note concerning many different issues.
在这里告诉我们有两个人。
Here it tells us there are two individuals.
一个人呢他是比较有知识的。讲的知识是讲属灵的知识。
One seemingly has more knowledge, and this knowledge we're referring to spiritual knowledge.
另外一个人呢都是信主的，这个弟兄来的。
And the other party here is a believer. He is referred to as a brother.
但是呢他的知识少一点。
But in contrast, he has less knowledge.
圣经说他的良心呢是一个软弱的良心。
And the scriptures tell us this brother has a weaker conscience.
这个有认识的这个弟兄，有知识的弟兄。
This brother who has more knowledge.
他知道万物都可以食得嘅。
He realizes that we can partake, eat of all things.
偶像算不得什么。
And idol is nothing.
所以他就放胆在这个庙的里面来到吃喝。
So he would be even emboldened to sit at meat in the temple.
而另外这个知识没那么多弟兄。
But this other brother who has less knowledge.
因为他以前的经历的缘故，人生经历的缘故。
Because of his personal life experience in the past.
他总是觉得吃肉呢是他过不去的。
If he was to eat of such meat, he just cannot get by with this action.
咁就见到呢个前边嘅弟兄坐喺呢个庙里边嚟吃喝。
And he would see the other brother with more knowledge sitting in the temple to eat and drink.
佢冇觉得呢个弟兄唔得，佢觉得呢个弟兄系带领佢嘅。
He would not think that this brother was acting wrongly, but that this brother was ahead of him and leading him.
咁佢就觉得，哎呀，唔得，我食用不得。这个人吃。
He would think to himself, well, I don't think it's right to eat of that meat, but I see him doing it.
但他吃得, 我都 跟他吃了。
Now, if he's able to partake of it, then likewise, I can also be an emboldened to eat.
啊, 那聖經怎麼說呢?
And what does the scripture say?
基督為他死, 那個軟弱的弟兄呢, 因為你的知識沉淪了。
It says that through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died.
哇, 这个说话很重的。
And these are very severe words.
我又没有请个人来看我吃东西，是吗？
I did not invite him to see, to look and see of my eating.
啊, 但因为我坐在那里吃饭，在那里吃肉呢, 叫那个弟兄沉沦了。 Okay. 因为我知识叫他沉沦了。
Because of the fact that I was in the temple eating and drinking, and he saw me, and because of my knowledge, it caused him to perish.
第12节, 你们这样得罪了弟兄们, 伤了他们软弱的良心, 就是得罪基督。
Verse 12, but when you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
哦，我们不单止犯罪得罪了弟兄，还犯罪得罪了基督。
Not only have we sinned against our brother to offend them, but we have in fact sinned against Christ.
这段经文呢, 我们可以认识到呢, 原来呢,
每, when we read the scriptures, first we understand it's speaking of two believers.
但这两个人呢, 那个良心的标准并不一样。
Yet the standard of their conscience differ.
他的良心的认知不一样。
The knowledge of their conscience also differ.
在信主的人的里面呢, 他的良心呢, 是一个, 有一个标准的, 可以说有标准的。
For us who believe in the Lord, we can put it this way. There is a standard, a certain standard to our conscience.
我们的良心呢, 是根据神的话的。
Now our conscience ought to be based upon the word of God.
是吗? 不是再根据我以前信主之前那些道德啊，或者我自己的标准，不是。 我信了主之后，我的良心呢, 是根据神的话。
The standard of conscience ought to be based on the word of God alone, not because of my own standard before I believe in the Lord, or be based on my own experiences in the past.
所以这里有一个比较有认识的人, 他知道万物都可吃。
So here we have a believer who have more knowledge, realizing that you can eat of all things.
啊, 但有一个人, 圣经告诉我们, 他的良心是
But there's another brother the scripture tells us has a weaker conscience.
意思呢,他的良心并不强壮。
In other words, that his conscience is not strong, not healthy.
他的良心为什么不强壮呢?
Now, what is the reason that his conscience may not be strong or healthy?
第一,因为他并没有完全认识神的话。
First, perhaps he did not have a complete understanding of the word of God.
第二,因为他在未信主之前,很多的经历, 背景影响到他现在的良心。
Secondly, perhaps because of his own experience, his own background before he believed in the Lord, many of those influence impact his conscience now.
我们说神应该是接纳这个人去认识主多一点，应该根据他良心的标准。
Perhaps we say then we should he not follow the conscience of the stronger, the brother with more knowledge as the standard.
啊, 但是神的话却不是这样。
But that is not the word of God.
他说, 知识, 啊, 叫人, 啊, 自高自大。
Because here it records for us, knowledge puffs up.
啊, 但是呢, 唯有爱心能够造就人。
But only love edifies.
我们有我们的认识,
We may have our understanding.
但是我们的知识呢, 如果不受节制,
But if our knowledge is not restrained, constrained,
我们会影响到别人要跌倒,
That may impact others to fall.
还说叫他沉沦,
And even the word that is used to perish.
啊, 为什么? 他 两个人做同样的动作, 这个人吃肉, 这个人照样吃肉。
Now, it is the same action between these two individuals. They both eat meat.
但是呢, 这个人呢, 如果关上门吃肉呢, 没问题。
But if this other individual closed the doors at home, hidden to eat meat, there's no issue.
如果没有人看见他吃肉呢，没问题。
If the person eating meat is not seen by the other party, there is no issue at all.
而另外这个人呢，看见他吃肉，他又吃肉，他又产生问题，为什么呢？
But the one who does not eat meat sees the other eating meat, and he also goes and eats meat, there's an issue. Why?
为什么还讲到这么严重？我先讲这个软弱弟兄，为什么这么严重讲到他会沉沦呢？
And why are the words described so severely to the weaker one, the one with the weaker conscience, that he will perish?
因为这个软弱弟兄有基督已经为他死了。
That is because Christ died for him.
基督为他死了。
Christ died for him.
意思是主成为他，叫他一方面为死，一方面又叫他来活。
That the fact that Christ died for him is two-sided. One, Christ died for him, but on the other hand, Christ lives for him.
叫这个人呢，是依靠主而活。
So that this person will live by the Lord, by Christ.
依靠主而活，很重要的。
That this understanding is very important, that he will live by the Lord. According to the Lord, he will live.
他怎样依靠主而活呢？
Now, how does he live by the Lord?
他依靠主而活呢，乃是按着主喺佢心里边嘅带领而活。
He will live by the Lord according to the guidance of the Lord in his heart.
那是根据他认识主几多，他的良心就去到那里，按着他的良心，根据来跟随主而活嘅。
It is according to the measure of how much he knows the Lord, he will live. So his conscience, the standard of his conscience, will be by the same measure.
但现在不是。
Now in this example, that is not the case.
这个人再不是按着他那个良心而活。
No longer is he living according to his conscience.
他的良心是根据他认识主几多，良心告诉他什么是对，什么是不对，他按着那个良心而活。
He ought to live according to the conscience by the Lord. How much the Lord shows him, then he ought to live according to that measure.
但现在他却不是这么做。
But now that is not the case here.
他看见这个前边的这个弟兄，
He sees the brother before him.
他不理他的良心。
He is not mindful of his own conscience.
这个人吃得， 虽然我的良心比我有不安， 但我去吃。
But now that action is based on the action of another. He sees someone else doing it, so he is emboldened to do likewise, not according to his own conscience, which does not give him peace.
为什么说他沉沦呢？
And why does the word use perish here?
他再不是根据主而活。
The word perish is used is because now his action is not no longer based by the Lord, according to the Lord.
他是在那里来跟人。
But he is following man.
他不是跟随里边的带领。
And he is not following the guidance from within.
主拯救我们。
The Lord has saved us.
要叫我们在我们的生命当中来跟随他的带领。
It is so that now in our life, we live according to his guidance.
但现今这个人不是。
But now this is not the case for this individual.
他吃了。
He has eaten.
吃了之后，他的良心就污秽了。
And now, because of he has eaten, his conscience is defiled.
一个人的良心软弱，不等于个良心是污秽。
If one has a weak conscience, it does not mean that conscience is defiled.
那是因着他有一个软弱的良心，他不按着这个良心的程度去做，他在外边事情跟随别人呢，去做个良心唔可以去做嘅事咧，佢良心就污秽啦。
Just because an individual has a weak conscience, he can still live according to that measure as he is being led. But if his action is based on another's action, then his weak conscience becomes defiled because his action is based according to the standard of another.
但主要不要我们有更多认识呢？ 是要的。
Now, does the Lord desire for us to have even more knowledge? Yes, he desires for that.
所以彼得的书信里边，彼得书信里边话咗，话俾我哋听，你有咗呢样，又要加上嗰样，有咗知识，又要加上咩嘢，所以知识系需要嘅。
Therefore, in the epistles of Peter, he tells us to add on. We add on after we have this. We add on after we have that. The basic is knowledge, so you do need knowledge.
今天我们不是说我们不要知识，错，我们是要知识。
Today we are not saying that we discard knowledge. No, we do need knowledge.
但在知识上你要加上有节制。
But in knowledge, you have to add on self-control.
所以我们需要在 我们生命的活出的里面，我们不单止是为自己，我们都为到我们的弟兄。
Therefore, in our daily living, when we live, it's not only for us, it is also for our brothers and sisters.
不是说我认识了什么东西，我就其他人一定要这么做，不是这样。
Not because of my own knowledge, what I understand, then the others must also do likewise and follow. That is not the case.
每个人那个，我们信，这个很多人信主。 但每个人我对认识对神的话认识都唔一样，程度唔一样。
Now all of us here seated may believe in the Lord, but our understanding of His word, our knowledge of His word may differ.
特别对年幼嘅讲，especially
to my younger brothers and sisters.
喺主里边年幼嘅讲，those
who are younger in the Lord.
你里边都有神嘅带领，你里边都有个良心嘅。
All of us, you have the guidance of the Lord within, and you have the conscience.
你必须在你的里面，你要直接跟随主。
So directly, you must follow the Lord according to that guidance within.
不需要做作。
You do not need to mask it.
亦都不需要夹硬来做一些你里面不平安的事，你不认识的事。
And you do not need to force yourself to do something that does not give you peace within.
因为在你前面的弟兄是这么做。
Just because the brother before you acts in that way.
我们去完WCCC,
we have all come back from the West Coast Christian Conference.
又去过上一两个礼拜, 特会。
We have also attended the special meeting a couple of weeks ago.
这个虽然是讲到这个制偶像之物。
Even though the passage we read in Corinthians speaks about eating of meat sacrificed to idols.
但是呢, 其实这个原则呢,
but the fact is, this principle applies to all the things in our daily lives.
基督徒能不能喝酒?
Can Christians drink wine?
基督徒能不能吃烟?
Can Christians smoke?
基督徒能不能纹身?
Can Christians have a tattoo?
基督徒能不能看电影?
Can Christians watch movies?
我相信你听咗上几个特会嘅信息，或弟兄嘅交通咧。
I believe after we have heard the messages at the WCCC or our brother's testimony.
唔知你会唔会请我哋嘅弟兄去睇戏咧
？I wonder if you would invite our brother to go see a movie.
哦，你话我梗系唔敢请佢睇戏啦。
Oh, you say, of course, I dare not invite him to watch a movie.
但你够唔够胆请年轻嘅弟兄去睇戏咧
？But likewise, would we invite a younger brother and sister to watch a movie？
我宁愿你请前面嘅弟兄去睇戏。
I rather you invite our brother before us to watch a movie。
因为咧佢唔会因你跌倒。
Because he will not fall on account of you。
如果你请年幼弟兄去睇戏咧
？But if you were to invite a younger brother or sister to watch a movie。
你要小心,
we have to be very careful.
可能他认为你看得,
perhaps the thought is, well, if you can watch the movie, and I can do it as well.
可能你三万门你去看呢,
perhaps if you watch behind closed doors, there is no issue.
但弟兄姊妹一同去, 做某些事情呢,
but when a group of brothers and sisters go ahead and do a certain thing together, then there is much things we have to be careful of.
会引致这个年轻的去掩住他里面的良心。
It may cause the younger one to cover up their conscience to go along with the action.
因为狗里面前面弟兄都这么做，我去这么做。
Because the brothers and sisters before me, they do the same thing, so I can do it as well.
我们在神的面前呢，这个很重要，你叫这个弟兄来沉沦。
So before God, it is very important for us because the word used here is that will cause this brother to perish.
伤了他们软弱的良心, 就得罪基督。
And since we have offended their weak conscience, we have sinned against Christ.
我们都很认识啊，圣经我们很认识的。
Now we all know the Bible.
啊，不可以醉酒。
We cannot be drunkard.
是吗？ 诶，那喝酒可以啊。
Oh, so does that mean I can drink wine?
如果按照圣经是可以的，但不要醉酒就可以。
According to the Bible, it seems like I can drink wine, alcohol, as long as I do not become a drunk.
但有人的认识却不是这样。
But there are others who may not understand it in this way.
有人在他的生命经历里面，在年轻日子受了很多酒，见到很多酒的毒害。
Perhaps that individual have experienced much harm, damage by alcohol in their youthful days.
虽然他现在都知道醉酒是不行的。
Yeah, even though that individual realizes the fact that you cannot be a drunkard.
但是在他里面，他知道最好都不要喝酒。
But in him, his understanding is best to stay away altogether.
因为开始喝酒，慢慢会醉酒。
Because it is addictive that you start small, but it will grow on you. And you'll become drunk.
不等于你认识高一些。
It does not mean you have a higher understanding.
但当你和弟兄一起的时候。
But when you're with brothers and sisters,
你自己关门，你可以喝酒。
When you're behind closed doors, perhaps you can have a drink.
如果你是这样认识圣经的话，不可以醉酒，我没有醉酒。
If that is your understanding of the scriptures, you can drink but not become drunk.
你有自由。
You have that liberty.
但是为着另外一个弟兄。 他的认识不一样。
But for the sake of the other brother who does not have the same understanding,
不要叫我们这样做，去叫他跌倒。
So that we would not act in that way, so that it would not cause them to stumble.
譬如食烟。
For example, smoking.
其实很多方面，我们讲食烟。
There are many different areas, but for example, in smoking,
我们对圣经都很清楚。
We are very clear on the scriptures.
人不需要戒了烟才来信耶稣。
You do not need to cut out smoking before you come to believe in Jesus.
不是说不吃烟就是基督徒。
It does not mean if you do not smoke that you're a Christian.
信了主之后，基督徒有个规矩是不许吃烟。
Or that after you believe in the Lord, that as a Christian, there is a law that you cannot smoke.
这个我们都清晰的。
We are unclear on those.
但我又发现另一件事情。But
we'll discover another issue.
绝大部分基督徒都不吃烟的。That
many, most Christians do not smoke.
为什么呢?
Why?
为什么绝大部分基督徒都不吃烟呢?
Why would a majority of Christians not smoke?
我还可以举一些例子，基督徒吃烟是可以的。But
you can have other examples where it is okay for Christians to smoke.
我们说施布真。
We say Spurgeon.
哇，咁有名嘅传道人。
Such a famous preacher.
佢食烟斗啊。
He smokes a pipe.
讲道啊，我唔知讲道食唔食啦，但系咧，佢系食烟嘅。
Now I don't know if he preached on that or not, but he smokes the pipe.
呢个咧系同知识有关系。
This has to do with your knowledge.
同时代嘅知识有关系。
It also has to do with contemporary knowledge, what generation you live in.
在他那个时代呢,
In his days,
没人知道食烟是对身体有害。
No one knows that tobacco smoking is harmful to your health.
在现在这个时代呢，我们晓得食烟对身体有害。
But in the generation today, we realize that smoking is harmful to your body.
我们身体是神的殿。
And our body is the temple of God.
在那个时代，因没人认识这样事情呢。 他的良心并没有不安。
In his generation, because there was lack of this contemporary knowledge, there was no pricking of his conscience.
社会上边也都没有人良心不安。
There is no unrest in the conscience of society in general.
但在今日,
But today,
不单只讲信的人,
not only amongst believers,
在不信的人里面都认识到
But even amongst unbelievers, there is a general knowledge that smoking is harmful to your health.
在信的人里面，我们知道我们保持我们的身体就成一点。
For believers, we know that our body is the temple of the Lord.
因此，我们的良心呢，就有点不安。
Therefore, there will be unrest in our conscience.
所以在这个时代，对抽烟这件事情，我们的良心同100年前、200年前。 對抽煙嘅事情嘅良心咧係唔一樣嘅。
Therefore, even our conscience in general regarding this area of smoking vastly differs from 100, 200 years ago.
我哋唔可以攞著100年前有聖徒啊嚟到抽煙咧，擺喺今日，即係喺外邊嚟到跟，因為施暴真得，所以我今日都得。
Therefore, we cannot just on the outward appearance.Take examples of believers way ahead of us, 100, 200 years ago, like Spurgeon. If he's able to smoke, then likewise, I should be able to smoke as well. Because in his day, when he smoked, there was no unrest in his conscience. But today, amongst believers, if we were to smoke, there will be unrest in our conscience.
我必須根據我的良心帶領來做。
And we must act according to the guidance of our conscience.
不是根據前邊的弟兄是怎樣做。
And not according to what a brother before me have acted.
當然，抽煙不是信主的條件。
Of course, smoking or not is not a qualification to believe in the Lord.
很多時有這些壞習慣，或者賭或者抽煙或者酗酒
Many times there are such bad habits such as smoking, gambling, or drinking.
都係我都係同佢咁講啊。
And I say the same to those who have such habits.
你唔需要改好咗先嚟。
You don't need to change all for the better before you come.
你信主先啦。
You believe in the Lord first.
你信得主。
After you believe in the Lord.
你繼續食煙啦。
You continue to smoke.
你食煙睇你裏邊平安定唔平安。
If you continue to smoke after you believe in the Lord, see if there's peace or not in your heart.
肯定。我就冇講出聲，肯定你裏邊唔平安。
Now I would not verbalize this, but I think to myself, you will not be peaceful if you smoke after you believe in the Lord.
因為根據我咁多年同弟兄姊妹嘅相交。
Because based on my fellowship with so many brothers and sisters throughout the years.
好多時真係冇同呢啲弟兄姊妹講話呢樣啱，亦話唔啱，冇咁講。
Many times, I would not say outright to a brother or sister in their action if it's right or wrong.
但咧好奇怪。
But strangely enough.
如果佢食煙咧
，if they smoke，
佢喺門口食完先至敢上嚟嘅。
They will first take their smoke outside before they come up.
或者咧喺屋企刷牙刷牙，攞喺佢攞到乾乾淨淨先至敢上嚟嘅。
Or after they smoke, they know that there's the smell of cigarettes, so they will brush and brush and rinse.And rinse before that smell is gone, before they come.
有邊個教導佢要咁做咧？
Who is teaching them for such actions?
因為神叫佢心裏邊不平安。
Because God is causing their hearts to be not at peace.
所以我哋喺所有嘅事情上邊咧，我係根據我裏邊嘅平安嚟做。
So brothers and sisters, in all things, let's act according to the conscience which is in our heart.
咁啊，對年青弟兄姊妹啦，喺度大噶啦。
Now for my brothers and sisters who grew up here.
我聽講不久之前弟兄姊妹你交通到民生嘅問題啊。
I've heard not too long ago there was a topic concerning tattoos.
係嘛？對我哋呢一輩嚟講咧，民生咧冇問唔係問題。
Now, for the older generation, this topic of tattoos actually is a non-issue at all.
因為紋身嘅人一定係壞人。
Because in that generation, the concept is if you have a tattoo, you're a naughty, you're a bad guy.
紋身嘅人一定係黑社會。
And if you have tattoos, you're in the gang, in the triad.
所以咧，我諗都冇諗過會紋身嘅。
So for me personally, I never gave a second thought to having a tattoo.
係嘛？但係時代嘅風唔同咗喎。
But now the trends of this generation is completely different.
有啲人話我紋個身，紋句聖經喺度
Some say I have a tattoo, but it's scriptural.
咁你又點講咧
？How do you say? What do you say about that?
要以基督嘅平安喺你裏邊做主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
你話喺舊約裏邊係咁講嘅，唔好刻係劃死人嘅皮膚啊，劃皮膚唔得嘅。
But it tells us in the Old Testament that you cannot make a marking on your skin.
啲人話舊約啊嘛，而家新約啊。
Now you say some will say that well that's the Old Testament. Now we're living in the New Testament.
咁你又真係冇得講啊。
If you want to argue with those things, then there's no argument needed.
你去問主。
Go ask the Lord.
你裏邊平安，亦話唔平安。
You have peace or not?
當然我們要認識神的話，是吧？
Of course, we need to know the word of God.
我們要知道我們很多時候的良心是軟弱的。
And we know many a times our conscience is weak.
我們的良心為什麼軟弱呢？
And why is our conscience weak?
因為我們對主的話認識不夠。
Because we lack the knowledge, the understanding of the word of God.
所以不是我良心軟弱我就大曬。
No, not just because, well, that's my big excuse. I have a weak conscience.
所以为什么你需要来聚会？
That's why we come to fellowship.
为什么你需要来查经？
And that's why we come to Bible study.
我们需要在主的话里面来到有长进。
And we need to grow in the word of God.
前不久呢，大陆有些 BB 呢叫做大头 B。
Not too long ago, there are these babies in China that they have a big head.
因为呢吃了假奶粉啊。
And they grow in that way because they have eaten of the milk powder that was poisonous.
有毒的奶粉，所以整到个头好大，个身好细。
And so because of eating the infected, the poisonous milk powder, they grow big heads but small bodies.
前不久呢，有种病毒啊，叫做寨卡病毒啊。
And not too long ago, there is this illness, the Zika. Yeah, the Zika virus.
有了這種病毒蚊傳播的種病毒呢，如果媽媽有 BB 呢，生出個 BB 的頭就很小的。
The Zika virus is that if you're infected by the mosquito, the pregnant mother would give birth to an infant that has a smaller head than their body.
所以有大頭 B, 有小頭 B.
So with these phenomena, you have those babies who have a bigger head than their body and those who have a smaller head than their body.
兩個呢都是不正常的。
Both of these phenomena are abnormal.
今天教會裡面呢都有很多大頭 B 和小頭 B。
Now, likewise, in the church today, there are many big-headed babies and small-headed babies.
哪些是大頭 B 呢？
Who are the big-headed babies?
哦，知識叫人自高自大，個頭好大的。
Oh, that knowledge pops up. Those who have much knowledge that pops up, they're big-headed.
但他的身卻是很小。
But our bodies are rather small.
这些人是什么人呢？
What are these individuals?
这些人呢，多数啊，是我信了主耐的人啊。
These individuals are oftentimes those who have believed in the Lord for quite a long period of time.
我们对主的认识神的话，认识很多，我们头很大。
We have know the Lord much longer period of time, so we have more knowledge and our heads have grown big.
但是你的身却很小。
But yet our bodies are small in comparison.
我唔单止系讲到我嘅行为，系讲到我嘅良心。
Not only about our actions, but also concerning our conscience.
一个喺主里边有长进嘅人
，one who grows in the Lord，
佢个良心嘅敏感嘅程度咧，应当系根据佢认识主嘅程度咧，而更加嘅敏感嘅。
The sensitivity of one's conscience ought to be in measure according to their understanding knowledge of the Lord. In fact, that sensitivity would be even more magnified according to that measure.
但很多信主人呢，知识就多了，但他良心的敏感度呢，并没有因着他信主，他认识主多了呢，而更加敏感一点，反而可能硬了或者麻木了。
But on the contrary,many would grow in knowledge of the Lord, but yet the measure of the sensitivity of their conscience not only ought to be more sensitive, but on the contrary, goes numb or dull.
乜嘢係細頭 B 啊？
What then is the phenomena of those babies with a smaller head?
就係講嗰個軟弱良心嗰個。
And that is speaking of one who has a weak conscience here.
佢對主嘅認識唔多。
They don't have much of an understanding of the Lord.
但身體就。
But the body is rather big.
因为他做很多事不是根据 他对主的认识，他良心 的认识，是与非，并非如此。
They have a bigger body because they have a lot of action. They do much, but it's not according to the knowledge of the Lord or according to their understanding or their conscience, their action according to their conscience.
都不是这样做的。
And they do not do according, guided by their conscience.
我常讲一个我嘅经历啊。
And oftentimes I share this experience of mine.
每个人对吃血 那個睇法唔一樣。
Each one of us would have a different understanding about eating blood.
我覺得基督徒咩嘢都係得。
For me, I feel that as Christians, we can eat all things.
有人覺得唔能夠吃血，因為聖經裏邊有句咁嘅話。
But some feel because it is in the scriptures that we ought not to eat blood, because it is written in the Bible.
亦都唔係佢良心軟弱，或者係我良心軟弱都唔定嚇。
It may not be that he has a weak conscience. Maybe I am the one who have the weak conscience.
但係咧，我哋對神嘅話睇法唔一樣。
Nevertheless, there is a different view in the Word of God.
但我按著我良心去做。
But I act according to my conscience.
佢按著佢良心去做。
And that party will act according to his conscience.
我吃血冇問題。
I have no issues eating blood.
佢吃血，佢唔吃血都冇問題。
There's no issues for that party to eat or not eat blood.
有一次喺美國好難吃到血㗎。But
in fact, actually, it's hard to eat blood in America.
一次翻香港。
But one time I was back in Hong Kong.
咁唔知叫咩及底粥咩粥，我唔記得啦。
We were ordering congee, so with that type of congee, you can have the blood.
我唔係特登叫豬紅粥㗎。I
did not outright order the pork's blood congee, but along with that congee,
唔知叫咩粥，咁裏邊有豬血嘅。
Along with that type of congee, there is pork's blood in that congee.
咁哇見到咁啊，冇問題啦，照食啦係嘛。
I see that. I can eat it. No issues.
但對面同我去食飯呢個人咧。我唔知佢係初信定係有基督教知識嘅。
I don't know that party that was eating with me as a new believer or have this Christian understanding.
你係基督徒，你食血啊？
He commented to me, "You're a Christian. You cannot eat blood."
喂，你食血啊？ Why are you eating blood?
His comment was, "Why are you eating blood?"
哇！我哋真係秀才遇着兵友，你就講不清係嘛？
And so just like the saying goes, you are a scholar, but if you're encountering a soldier, a brutish man, you cannot explain your way out of it.
咁我就按聖經咁話，係啊，應該唔識，對唔住，我唔記得咗。
So I just said yes. I forgot. According to the Bible, yes, I should not eat meat, so I did not eat of that pork's blood.
咁你又為咗唔好傷咗佢嘅良心，係嘛？
So for the sake of not hurting his conscience.
唔係講道理啊。
It's not about reason.
喺呢個第十章咧，哥林多前書第十章，仲有一個情形。
There's another circumstance. If we move on in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我哋唔詳細去讀。
We won't go into it in detail.
呢度有另一個情形。
There is another issue here.
呢度有一個人咧。
There's another individual here.
佢呢個信主嘅，佢覺得乜嘢都食得，同第八章一樣，咩都食得。
Just similar to in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, he believed in the Lord, he believed he can eat all things.
有一個不信的人請他去吃飯。
And an unbeliever invited this believer to dine.
保羅就說，凡擺在你面前的，無論什麼，你都照吃，他請你去吃，你就吃咯。
And so Paul says, you're invited to eat, so no matter what they place before you at the table, you can partake of it freely.
但如果有人跟你說，喂， 這些東西是祭過偶像的，為什麼你吃啊？
But if someone were to say to you, wait a minute, this food is sacrificed to idols, why are you eating it?
未必是請你一個人，因為請吃飯的有很多人嘛。
Now, not only invited you, but there are others at the table.
有些人就說，為什麼你吃這些祭偶像之物啊？
And if someone at the table were to say, why are you eating the meat sacrificed to idols?
他說你就要為良心的緣故，不要吃。
So, for the sake of conscience, do not eat of that food.
我所講的良心不是你的良心，是那個不信的人的良心。
So, the conscience I'm speaking of, Paul says, is not your conscience, but for the sake of the other, the one who is speaking.
我如果借食飯的時候借了恩而食的，為什麼我因為借恩的事的之物而被人論斷我呢？
Now, if I give thanks for the food and I eat of it, why am I judged by another?
頭先喺第八章裏邊個情形咧，呢個軟弱嘅弟兄咧並冇去論斷佢嘅，而係同意佢並且揞住個良心咁做嘅。
Now the first example we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, the one with the weak conscience did not judge the other, but in fact followed along, covering his own conscience to follow along in the action.
第十章呢度咧。
In chapter 10, The example is now your action is being judged by another.
不单止论断你,
not only to judge you in your action,
并且呢, 是论断你所信的神,
but it is also a judgment against the God, against God whom you believe.
因为我们去讲到你无论作什么都为要荣耀神而作。
Because the context is, in no matter what you do, do it to the glory of God.
意思是你被人论断，这个人不单止论断你，啊，因为你个人这样的，因为你个神这样的。
In other words, when you're being judged in your actions, in that context, it's not only a judgment upon you, but upon your God, because in your actions, they'll say, not only are you that way, but that is the way your God is.
所以这个没有讲论断他的人呢，是信的或不信的。
It does not tell us the one who is making the judgment is a believer or not.
这个说请你去吃饭的人是不信的。
No, but it only says the one who invited you to dinner is an unbeliever.
但呢，我们看第32节，10章32节。
But when we read on in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32.
不拘是犹太人，是希利利人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。
Give non-offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the Church of God.
所以无论这个人是外邦人或者信主的人这么说，你都不要叫他跌倒。
In other words, whether they're a believer or not, do not cause them to stumble.
你说信主的人第八章讲了。
You say, well, chapter 8 already addressed the believers.
但呢，第八章所讲的那个人呢，是看着你前边这个人这么做呢，他没觉得你不对，他掩着良心觉得你对，所以跟你行。
But the example in chapter 8, though it is speaking about a believer, is not one who is giving judgment, but one who is following along, covering their own conscience, did not judge you in wrong, but followed along.
第十章这个呢，如果是信主的人这么说呢？
In chapter 10, it says here, in the believer,
如果这个讲的人是信主的，
if the one who is speaking, giving the judgment, believes in the Lord,
他在那里论断你。
He is there judging you.
为什么你信主你会这样？
If you're a believer, why are you acting in this way?
那这个被请去吃的这个人呢，他都可以说，我这个人真是没有知识，居然信了主都觉得不吃得，互相论断。
Now perhaps then the believer who is being judged can likewise say, well, if you believe in the Lord, why are you making such a judgment? You lack knowledge, and they can come into an argument in that way, judgment against each other in that way.
这个都是主不喜悦的。
And such action is displeasing to the Lord.
如果这个论断你的人是不信主的呢，还得意啊。
Now, if this one making the judgment does not believe in the Lord, that is even more severe.
因为圣经话啦，唔系为你个愿，唔系为你信主的人的良心啦，系为嗰个不信主嘅人嘅良心。
Because the passage tells us it is not for the sake of your conscience, but is for the sake of the other's conscience. In this example, if that is an unbeliever, then it's for the sake of their conscience.
我有知识，我啲不信主人嘅良心系败坏嘅，唔可以作准嘅。
And then perhaps the believer would have knowledge and say, well, you do not believe, and so your knowledge is defiled, so I cannot live according to your standard.
圣经不是这样。
That's not the way of the scripture.
因着不信主的人的良心,
but for the sake of the conscience of even for those who do not believe, we ought not to eat.
这个我们要小心。
We have to be very careful about this.
这个只不过吃肉，只不过个例子，是吧？
Now, this eating meat is only an example.
我们家里，我们相处的朋友，周围很多人是不信主的。
In our families, amongst our friends, there are many who do not believe in the Lord.
我们要很小心我们的见证在他们的面前。
We have to be extremely careful about our testimony before them.
很多时候都是这么说的。
Many times they will say,
有阵时系无理嘅吓。
Sometimes what they say is unreasonable.
有阵时都有少少理由嘅。
But some there is some reason behind what they claim.
哇，咁你信耶稣嘅人都做啲咁嘅事啊
？Oh, you're a believer in Jesus. Why would you do such a thing？
就将呢个咩啊？唔将荣耀归俾主啦，系嘛
？Now that is not giving glory to the Lord.
呢个例子举唔完咁多啊。
There is numberless, countless such examples.
我哋必须好小心。我们在不信主面前的人的面前所做的事情。
We have to be extremely careful in our actions and what we do before those who do not believe in the Lord.
不要因为我们坚持我们要所做的叫 爱主的荣耀受损啊。
Not because we insist on our actions that will cause harm to the glory of God.
藉著咁嘅例子咧，我又睇见啊。
So through such examples, we will be able to see
神审判我哋咧，唔系单单根据我哋嘅行为。
When God judges us, it's not merely according to our actions.
系咪啊？
Is that so?
第八章嗰两个人闩埋门做同样嘅事情咧，冇事啊，所以唔系单单根据个行为本身。
We can see the example in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. If both parties in that script and that passage take their action behind closed doors, there's no issue at all. So it's not merely on actions.
呢个闩埋门食肉。
One party behind closed doors eats meat.
另外一个闩埋门唔食肉。
The other one behind closed doors does not eat meat.
两个人嘅行为并不一样。
Both actions are different.
但系神你要审判嘅时候，两个都系对嘅。
And if that is the case, when God judges, both are right.
神嘅审判咧系睇我哋嘅行为咧有冇第一系咪根据跟得上我哋嘅良心。
When God judges us, first He will judge us according to the measure if our action is following our conscience.
定系根据别啲嘅人事物。
Or is our action based on other things outside of that, people, events, or matters?
在那个软弱的人身上边，显然他不是根据良心，意思他不是根据良心的感动，意思他不是跟随主。
In the previous example, that person's action is based on the action of another person. So his action is not based on his guidance. So it's not according to the Lord.
在那个良心清晰的人身上边，他所根据的是个知识。
According to the one who is clear in his conscience, he followed his knowledge.
但他的知识叫他自高自大。
But that knowledge caused him to be puffed up.
原来神都审判我们伤害弟兄良心的行为，这个很重要。
Now, this is very important. God will also judge us according to our actions, which will be harmful for our brothers and sisters.
你说我做我的，关他什么事？
You may lay claim to, that is my own actions. What does that have to do with another?
圣经告诉你们是关你事的。
But the Bible tells us very clearly, your actions does matter.
所以呢，我们要注意我们的言行，我们的行为。
So we have to be extremely careful on our actions in what we do and what we say.
好，讲了这么多良心，那我们怎么操练我们的良心呢？
So I've spoken much about the conscience then. How do we exercise this conscience?
上一兩個主日，弟兄就同我哋交通到，話年青嘅基督徒其實唔係淨係年青基督徒，個品行，性格品行係優先過呢個恩慈。
Our brother a couple of weeks ago shared with us to the younger brothers and sisters, actually not just to younger brothers and sisters, to all of us in general. And that is our spiritual character should take precedence over our spiritual gifts.
乜嘢係性格？
And so what is this character? What is the spiritual character?
品格咧就係講到一個人咧，佢活出嚟嘅表現啊，係唔係一次嘅，那係常常都是这样的，那我成为我们的品格了，是吗？
So character is not just because we're able to live it out or do it one time and that's it, but we're able to repeat it and it's outflow naturally and that becomes our character.
或者我们看一次的圣经，哥林多后书第四章第二节。
Perhaps we can turn to this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己战与各人的良心。
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
你要留心去最尾一句，好将自己在神面前将自己战与各人的良心。
So pay attention to the second half of this verse, that By the manifestation of the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
如果俾我哋寫聖經咧，我就將自己置與各人咪得咯。
Now, if I were the writer of the scriptures, I would just end there that I would commend myself to others.
係嘛？啊，佢話唔係將我置俾你喎，將要置俾你嘅良心。
But it does not end there, but it goes on to say that we commend ourselves to every man's conscience.
呢度講到保羅佢自己做咗咩事？
So here it speaks on the fact what Paul has done.
他說我不是只是講，他是做了，他是行出來的。
So it's in the context, it's not what Paul has only spoken, but in his actions, what he has done.
他說我是將那些暗昧可恥的事棄絕了，這個是他的學習，不是只是講的。
And this is in Paul's actions, his exercise, what he has learned, not only to speak about this, but he himself have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty,
不行詭詐,
not walking in craftiness,
行是沒詭詐, 是真真實實的,
and what he walks out, lives out, is not in craftiness, but is true and honorable.
不單止他講的東西沒詭詐, 他行的東西都沒詭詐, 都是真實的。
Not only did he renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, but in his actions, he walked not in craftiness, but in truth.
不謀講神的真理,
not handling the word of God deceitfully.
意思是呢，我做不到的事呢，我不会用神的话呢很隐蔽地兜个圈过了去。
Not to handle the word of God deceitfully, meaning in the context that if Paul is not able to do so, he would not try to cover up by explaining the word, interpreting the word of God in a certain way to explain his lack of keeping the word of God.
只是将真理表明出来。
But only manifesting the truth.
怎样表明出来啊?
And how does he manifest the truth?
靠个口讲?
Only by word?
不是。
No.
是他讲什么东西,他口所传的,他整个人呢,也都是这样做,用这个人呢,表明出来。
But not only by word, but also in action. Whatever is spoken is also manifested in his life, in action.
他这样讲呢，因此说我在神面前讲的这些话。因为人呢就看见外边，神看见里边。
He's speaking these outwardly, and the actions are seen outwardly by man, but it is in the sight of God, because God not only looks at the appearance, but he looks at within.
好在神的面前将自己占与你们，不是，将自己占给你们的良心。
Commending ourselves to every man in the sight of God? No, not only to every man, but commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
可圈可點就喺良心呢兩個字上邊。
And so the focus we put on then is on this matter of every man's conscience, the conscience.
你哋睇見保羅我。
You see Paul, you see the man.
我係咁樣講。
This is what I say.
我又係咁樣嚟到活。
And this is what I also live out.
但係你個良心要喺嗰度嚟到判斷，喺嗰度 judge。
But in your conscience, you have to discern, you have to judge.
你唔好夾硬嚟跟我保羅。
Do not just force yourself to follow me, Paul.
因為保羅喺一個好高嘅水平上邊。
Because Paul is living in a very high standard.
你個良心能夠接受到幾多
？To the measure that your conscience can accept.
當然，保羅交通真理係盼望你對真理嘅認識咧。能够同我的弟兄一样。
Of course, when Paul is preaching and sharing the truth, his desire is for you to be able to match up to that level, that measure of truth.
你的行为都能够好像我的弟兄一样。
And that your actions can also be as Paul to that measure.
但你不要夹硬来。
But do not force yourself.
占据你的良心。
But commending to every man's conscience.
你的良心是根据你在神面前的知识。
And your conscience is according to the knowledge you have in the sight of God.
你所要跟随的是跟随神，不是跟随保罗。
Who you ought to follow is God, not Paul.
不是任何的人。
Not any man.
所以我将它占在你的良心里面。
So I command to your conscience.
你的良心按着你跟随神的知识，你能够接受多少，你接受多少。
So in your conscience, according to the knowledge of God, that's how much you accept and that's how much you follow.
到现在不能够接受，你接受不到的。
And if you cannot follow now or accept now,
你不要夹硬去做。
Do not force yourself to do so.
这个就是良心的操练。
And this is the exercise of the conscience.
我们在神的面前常常要以基督的平安在我们心里面作主。
And so often we have to let the peace of Christ rule in our heart.
你里面究竟平安抑或不平安？
Do you have peace within or not?
这个平安是你良心里面平平安，你的心里面平平安。
And this peace is in your heart, in your conscience, if it is at rest or not.
我们很难分得清这个是良心还是直觉，我们都搞不清。
It is very hard for us to discern, distinguish if this is our heart, our intuition, or our conscience.
我都搞唔清，但系我知道我里边平安抑或唔平安。
We may not be able to distinctly tell which part is which, but we know if there's peace or not.
这个人可以做嘅。
Just because someone else can do so.
你系咪可以做咧
？Are you able to do likewise?
你里边嘅平安。
Is there peace within? Your peace within will tell you.
但我哋如果常常嚟操练嘅话
，But if we exercise this often,
你好多时咧，如果你唔操练嘅良心咧。就好似俾熱鐵辣慣咗又麻木嘅。
If you do not exercise your conscience often, it is just like we have been numb or desensitized by it as we have been scorched by the hot iron.
甚至乎你信得主好多年。
Even if we have believed in the Lord for many, many years.
你對主嘅知識好多。
We have so much knowledge of the Lord.
但你越唔操練你個良心嘅感覺時候啊，你良心係麻木嘅。
But the lack of exercise in our conscience will cause our conscience to grow numb.
所以我哋应当我哋信主耐，我哋对主嘅认识多，我哋良心咧应该系越嚟越敏感嘅。
So the longer we believe in the Lord, the more knowledge we have of the Lord, the more sensitive our conscience ought to be.
我讲一个例子啊。
I share an example.
三个礼拜之前咧，星期六晚啊。
3 weeks ago on a Saturday night,
我咳到斷氣咁滯，咁啊去咗急症室。
I was coughing to death. I had to visit the ER.
咁咧星期日咧，我屋企咧同親家同埋親家嗰啲直屬親戚咧，就有已經預備咗一個聚會㗎啦，屋企啊。
The next day,
唔係熟齡嘅聚會啊，即係親家同親家嘅聚會啊。
The next day we had already set a get together with my in-laws and the extended family of the in-laws. The immediate family of the in-laws is not a spiritual meeting, but it's just a get together with them.
咁啊喺我屋企度啊，喺屋企舉行啊，星期日。
It was to be held at my house the next day on Sunday.
咁啊嗰晚咧，我入咗 ER 啊，入咗急症室。星期六晚入咗急症室。
So the previous night, Saturday evening, I was in the ER.
咁梗係要同佢哋講啦，因為我唔想傳染佢哋啊嘛。
I have to tell that to them because I don't want to infect them。
咁我話：，你哋都嚟啦，我喺樓上閂埋門得㗎啦，唔落嚟啊。
I said, well, you can still come over. I'll just hide myself behind closed doors on the second floor。
點知星期日朝早啊，好晨早，唔知四五點啊。
But Sunday morning, 4 or 5 a.m. in the early morning。
我個親家啊，即係就係新抱嘅爸爸啊，唔系新抱嘅，唔系我女嘅老爷系搞掂，我女嘅老爷系。
My in-laws, my daughter's in-laws, my daughter's in-laws.
又急症又入埋医院喎。
He also had emergency issue and he was in the ER.
咁啊，梗系取消啦，系嘛？两个老豆都病晒，入咗。
So we will have to cancel the get together, right? Because both the dads are in the ER.
咁但系都系入去冇留医就出翻嚟啦。
He didn't need to stay, and he was just had a visit, and he was discharged.
咁我女咧就话爸爸，我今日嚟探你咁啊。
My daughter then said, "Oh, Dad, I'll come and visit you later."
我咧就想同个女讲，你个老爷惨啲啊！我做一晚去近啲喎佢吓。
And I said, your father-in-law's situation is worse, so maybe you should go see him.
咁我話你探佢先啦。
So why don't you go see him first?
我講咗呢句話咧，心你話對定係唔對啊
？And so would you think what I just said is it right or wrong? But after I spoke those words to her,
應該係對嘅喎。
It seems to be right.
第一
，first，
以後我女好做人。
So it's easier for my daughter in her relationship that she's showing more concern to her father-in-law.
道理上都係咁樣係嘛？佢都唔姓陳啦，跟人哋姓啦嘛。
Because she's no longer a Chan now, she has a married name.
但係裏邊咧就即刻唔平安。
But after I said those words, I did not have peace.
點解咧
？Why？
你講呢句話。
So if you say these words,
你有咩動機
？What is your motive behind it？
第一
，First，
你想人哋話俾你聽啊，你識教女。
You might want others to comment or realize that you have raised your daughter in a good way.
首先呢你想你的女好過，第二呢你想人家讚你識教女。
You want your life for your daughter or her relationship with the in-laws to be good, and then also you want praise from others that you raised her well.
是吗
Right?
这些是里面好，这些叫 crafty, 好人，好啊。
And so this is an illustration, example of craftiness. It's very hidden, but it's very crafty, cunning.
我唔係意思唔係話俾你聽，叫個女咁嚟探我先，唔好探佢。我唔係咁嘅意思。
The intention was not to come and see me first, and not to see the other father first.
但係咧，我哋眾人都係受咗基督嘅國禮。
But we have all been circumcised of Christ.
基督嘅國禮咧係救我哋脱離我哋肉體。
And the circumcision of Christ delivers us from the flesh.
我哋睇下我哋讀過嘅哥羅西書第二章。
We have read this. It's in Colossians chapter 2.
第十一節。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是第十节，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行国礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的国礼。
In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
中文咧话。我哋受咗唔系人手所受国礼，嗱，基督使你脱去肉体情欲嘅国礼。
And in the Chinese, it is recorded in a way similar. The circumcision made without hands and putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh.
其实咧，情欲呢个字系冇嘅。
But in the Chinese translation, it has also the lust.But in the English translation, that word lust is not translated because in the original, there is no lust.
好簡單，叫你脱去肉體嘅國禮。
It is just very simply put, in the English translation, it has putting off the body of the sins. There's no sins, no lust, but it's a simple procedure of putting off the body of the flesh.
係啦，肉體咧裏邊咧有啲係好嘅。
Because there are some...parts of the body that may be good.
情欲呢就肯定係唔好嘅。
Sins, lust of the body of the flesh is absolutely not good.
但係呢肉體裏面呢有一啲事情呢係人體為好嘅。
But there are certain aspects, things of the body of the flesh in man's view that is good.
好似我正話講嗰啲好唔好啊好啫。
Just as the items that I have brought up,previously, just now, they are good things.
但呢啲後邊嘅動機咧係咩啊？屬肉體嘅。
But the motive, the intent behind those good appearance, is of the flesh.
但係咧，基督嘅國禮啊，已經叫我哋能脱離一切。
But the circumcision of Christ has delivered us from all of such things.
所以舊約嘅國禮咧。
So even the circumcision of the physical flesh in the Old Testament is speaking as a type in the circumcision of Christ here.
舊約嘅國禮咧喺外邊割咗一塊肉。
In the circumcision of the Old Testament is a physical removal of the foreskin.
但係新約嘅國禮咧係叫我哋喺裏邊與基督同死，唔係一塊肉，係整個人都死咗。
But the circumcision of Christ in the New Testament is not merely the foreskin, but for the entire being to have altogether died with Christ.
舊約國禮呢是叫他們認識自己是分別歸主，但他們還是不信服主。
In the circumcision of the Old Testament, through this action, is for them to know, to that they belong to the Lord, but yet they are still disobedient to the Lord.
新約嘅國禮係將所有脱離肉體嘅能力、肉體嘅律、罪嘅律。一律嚟到切斷曬。
But the circumcision of the flesh in the New Testament in Christ is to completely to remove all the power, all the hindrance, influence of the flesh of the sin.
叫我哋能夠可以脱離罪同埋死嘅律。
So that we can be delivered from the power and the law of sin.
所以你讀到羅哥羅西書第三章嘅時候。
So when we read Colossians, it delivers us from the law of sin and death.
就係講到我點樣樣已經脱離呢個舊人。
And it tells us then how we have already put off, been delivered from the old man.
並且我哋已經穿上呢個新人。
And in fact, we have already put on this new man.
但係穿上呢新人咧，你又要慢慢嚟到似裏邊嘅主。
But the putting on of this new man is gradually that will become more and more like our Lord.
所以我哋要好小心。
So we have to be very careful.
我哋要脱去舊陣時嗰啲舊人。
So when we put off of that old man,
嗰個舊人裏邊咧有啲以為好嘅。
In the old man, there are certain aspects that seem to be good.
係嘛？呢啲嘅謙虛啊。
The humility.
但裏邊咧原來係高舉自己嘅。
But in fact, that is false humility because in fact it is still exalting the self.
係咪覺得我好衰啊？
Do you feel that I'm very bad when I give this example?
但我相信咧，你都唔差到我幾多㗎。
But I also realize that even though it may be putting myself in a bad light, we are all in such a similar light as well.
所以願意藉著咁嘅交通咧。我哋彼此嚟到勉勵，並且小心。
So through such fellowship, let us encourage one another, and also let us be aware.
我哋要嚟到有學習嘛。
We need to be exercised.
呢啲我哋操練我哋良心。
We exercise the conscience.
我哋學習死己。
That this put the self to death.
裏邊要向神嘅話嚟到敏感。
So that within
有敏鋭嘅感覺。
We have a very sensitive.Feeling a very great sensitivity toward the word of God.
良心裏邊需要有敏鋭。
And in our conscience, we need to be extremely sensitive.
並且咧呢個良心裏邊嘅感覺咧，唔係講道理嘅。
And the feeling of our conscience is not by reason.
所以我哋讀腓立比書話，不要發怨言起爭論。
Therefore, in Philippians, it tells us, do not murmur and do not cause strife.
这个不要发怨言起争论，不是说你跟你隔离那个发怨言起争论。
And so in those words in Philippians, not to murmur or cause strife is not to the person next to you.
但是不要跟你的良心发怨言起争论。
But it is not to murmur or cause strife with your conscience, your own conscience.
神不跟我们讲道理的。
God is not speaking about logic or reason with us.
你信服抑或唔信服？
It is a matter of obedience or disobedience.
你听话抑或唔听话？
Are you obeying or not?
你唔好同你边个带领，你要发怨言起争论。
Do not try to argue or have a discussion with the conscience who is leading you within.
点解要同良心发怨言起争论？
Why are you murmuring or striving with your conscience within?
因为发觉冇道理。
Because I've discovered, wait, this.Guidance does not make sense.
並且我唔願意死己，我唔願意蝕底。
And I'm unwilling to be at a loss, at a disadvantage. I'm not willing to die to the self.
你倘若係咁樣嘅話
，If that be the case，
呢個良心嘅不安一直跟住你。
The unrest, the lack of peace in your conscience will continue to follow you.
但最可憐嘅一點啊
，But this is the most sad, pitiful.
就慢慢，你對呢個唔平安嘅感覺冇咗咧，先至最可憐。
Gradually, then we'll lose altogether the feeling of having no peace, no rest.
哇！你仲會好啊？我再等多個禮拜，等多個月，呢個唔平安嘅會過咗去啊。
Then the experience or the thought that we have is, oh, that's fine. I have no peace, but it will go away. So gradually, that will be the norm for us after a month, after a week, after a month. Then the peace, the thought just goes away.
如果真係過咗去話你有禍啊
！If that be the case, then woe to you！
因為你個良心已經麻木。
Because if that be the case, our conscience then has become dull and numb。
就好似俾熱鐵烙慣咗一樣。
As if we have always been seared by the iron。
求主憐憫我哋。
May the Lord have mercy on us。
我哋禱告。
Let us pray。
主啊，願意你用著呢啲嘅話。
Lord, may you use such words.
啊，俾我哋裏邊嚟到警醒。
That we would be alert within.
哦，主啊，無論我係信主內，或者信主日子前。
Whether we believe in the Lord for a short period of time or a long period of time.
主啊，唔叫我哋啊知識叫我哋自高自大。
That knowledge puffs up.
啊，唯有愛心能夠造就人。
But only love edifies.
叫我哋嘅良心常俾聖靈嚟到感動。
So that our conscience will constantly be moved by the Holy Spirit.
喺主面前常常存著一個無愧良心。
So that we will always bear a blameless conscience in your sight.
以主喺審判嘅日子，我能夠喺主面前能夠站立得住。
So that in the day of judgment, we would be able to stand before thee.
禱告奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.